This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Good morning from Philadelphia. We are joining you from the floor of the Democratic National Convention. Day one, sure to be a lot of excitement because last night we already had a big development, Alan, coming out of Florida.
And that involves Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is the chairperson of the Democratic National Committee. She is out because of the controversy involving the emails from DNC staffers that was hacked and discovered talking negatively about Bernie Sanders and his campaign. The big question this morning is whether Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz will show up at the Florida breakfast for delegates, and we'll see about that later.
Well, according to Gabby Morongiello, Scott, she did show up, and they didn't necessarily put a welcome mat out for her, did they?
No, not at all, and nor should they. She's and I don't understand why Bernie is still telling the line of, you know, well, you know, Hillary, because he's still doing that. But you would think that after those emails came out that he would have been much more up in arms and not necessarily told the line of what the Democrats wanted him to do.
Well, if they do, I mean, if he does, it just unravels everything. And, you know, he just has to bite the bullet. The people that are going to be upset certainly are the voters, you know, the Bernie followers that are disenfranchised. I mean, suddenly, you know, it's clear they got worked. The system is rigged. I mean, this is what Donald Trump said, and Bernie as well. And so we're finding out that, you know, these guys weren't far off. But what happens all the time with these things is that they go ahead and they get away with it because it's business as usual. Because when can they change? It's not like we can go through the primary all over again, right?
No, they can't. But it's one of those things where, you know, his whole campaign was built around that he's not part of the establishment. And now that all that information came out that showed that he wasn't part of the establishment, he's firmly entrenched himself as he is very much part of the establishment. If you're just going to toe a line, you're not who you said you were.
Yeah, well, and again, you know, he's probably looking outside of himself to say, okay, what do you do? Because, I mean, he could blow this thing up, and with his followers and that, and the very thing that Democrats said was going to happen with Republicans could be at their front door. I mean, this could be pretty crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, right now they're... You know, with Wasserman Schultz stepping down, they have some disarray in their party. You know, something that everybody thought, you know, everybody was all about Cruz last week. You know, how he wouldn't endorse Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, now the Democrats have their own questions to deal with.
Well, again, you know, to me, the biggest offense is the disenfranchisement of these young people, these millennials who came out to get involved in the process, you know, at a time when this is what we need. I mean, we need the United States of America. We need all hands on deck, you know, addressing these problems, and we need you involved in the conversation. I understand political correctness and the culture wars have gone on to such a way to lead you to believe that your opinion does not count. And we're here to say differently because it does count. If we're going to get this country back on track, as we've insisted, it's going to be because of the groundswell happening at the grassroots level, not at the top. The top is what created this mess. They've relied on entitlements. They've relied on, you know, lies and deception in order to sustain their positions. They're doing fine, thank you very much, as Larry Pratt pointed out. I mean, hey, you know, of course they can push gun control, but they're not about to take away the guns away from their security details, right? If they believe so much in it, you know, why are they protected? I mean, this is such blatant hypocrisy that has taken place that, you know, the Second Amendment right only applies to them, not to we the people, which last time I checked, you know, the Constitution is about us. You know, we the people, a government of, for, and by usins. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Just as a reminder, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got plenty of information there for you, how you can connect with the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country of ours. Also on, you know, around the world via shortwave, as well as we continue to take advantage of these multiple platforms that are available to get the word out and to, conscript more Americans to get behind this lofty goal of getting our country back on track. You know, 7 out of 10, near 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. What does the right track look like? I say we have to reconnect with our founding principles. And at the very core of it is our sense of morality, our connection with morality. Our founding fathers said that our Constitution was designed for a moral people. People have wanted to reject God so they could do as they darn well please. Well, I say, well, how's that working out for you? I mean, look at our families. Look at the marriages. Look what's happening around America. We're all bifurcated. We're all living with a hyphen these days so that the elites can keep us divided and we can be conquered and be beholden. Was presented in Hillary's America, you know, what Dinesh D'Souza did is really point out not only are blacks subjected to the plantation mentality, but it's all the underclass that these elites have put at their foundation. Because what I realized is that in order for the elites to be sustained, it requires an entitled class. And the broader that foundation, the broader the elites can be, and it strengthens their position and ensures their reelection. It's all about them staying in office and what they have done historically. I'm telling you, this is going to be an eye-opener if you have not seen that movie, Hillary's America. Again, you know, I don't want to get into a Hillary bashing thing. It's just that history matters. We need to understand the genesis of how we got here and where we made the wrong turn to have lost our way to the point that 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. Okay, well, let's figure it out. But it requires an investment of time. I mean, you know, walk away from, some of these video games and all these other amusements, because it's a serious time for this country right now, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at the unemployment rate. Look at how many people are on food stamps. The numbers are profound. And, what I see that's being lost by the wayside here are the grand visions and the dreams of everyday Americans that, you know, are participating in this country. And we got people still coming to America. Why? Because of the potential and the opportunity that's here, even in spite of all the crazy government regulations and the things that some of these elites would want to do in terms of sticking a stick in our spokes as we're trying to, you know, either climb the hill or manipulate, our journey and, toward success and toward a higher calling. But, we've got to take this serious. You know, we're losing a grip of this country. I mean, it is that serious. I understand. Look, I'm not deluding myself to think that all of a sudden we're going to have 100% renewal here. I don't think we need 100%. I think we need 5%. If we just have 5% of the people realize that, look, you know, I'm frustrated. I'm tired of waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and realize I'm less than when I can be more than. That I've accepted a government doctrine that says they're going to take care of me, that this government of everything is my daddy, and they have disappointed me. I mean, really, if you believe the president, you know, with all due respect, who says that you're better off today than you were before he took office, if you believe him and you're realizing that, I would say God bless you. If that's what you're seeing and fully realizing. But what I'm hearing so much, especially when you look at these numbers, I mean, the raw empirical evidence of the last almost 8 years of this presidency, what has happened? I mean, this is the longest recovery that we've ever been in. I mean, forget that they're trying to tell us that, you know, the numbers say that unemployment rate is 5%. When you look next door and you see that your neighbor doesn't have a job or he's having to work 3 jobs to try to make up for the jobs that he lost, and, you know, and he's scrambling for health care and, you know, on and on. You know, America has been, you know, very weary for the last 8 years for this hope of, hope and change that was thrust upon us. But look, if you're not going to stand up and cry foul and do something about it, here you are. Heather Harder is with us right now. Dr. Heather Harder has dedicated her life to empowering others, especially parents. She's a university professor, speaker, consultant, a parent herself, a foster parent, and coach with extensive experience working with children and parents. And she is known as the guru of early childhood education. Dr. Harder, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, we're going to have to jump into this.
Congratulations on your new grandchild.
Oh, you heard, huh? The word is spreading. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we're really excited. I appreciate that. And, of course, we have invested in a nanny cam. I mean, they've got some great nanny cams that are available, and I wanted to talk to you about that.
Well, I think they're a fabulous idea. I would suggest that anyone who uses them, that during the interview process, when you're having your applicants give you permission to check their background and check their references, that you also get permission that if hired, you will audio and video record them or record your child, you know, focus on your child. But obviously they're going to be in the frame.
Yes.
And tell them up front you're doing it. That way it's good and legal. I would hide the cameras so they don't know where they are and from what angle. But I would make sure they know the cameras are in place.
Now, where can they go to find out more information here, Dr. Harder, to know, you know, what's the best nanny cam and all this strategy? Like you say, you're going to be up front. You're going to tell the applicant this is taking place. We're going to have constant 24/7 video of our child. And I like the way you frame that. It's not about them. It's about the child, that most precious, you know, person in their life right now. And that's going to be the focus. And these ideas about how to hide the cameras and surveil this properly.
Well, for the fun of it, I went to one of those spy shops and looked at what technology was out there. And there are amazing technologies that are really cheap. And if you know, so I would suggest that's a good place to stop by for a little field trip. Just look at what the options are. I think everybody has to look at their price range and their needs. But the focus is on prevention, not on prosecution. So you want to know, make sure, even go to the little sign shop and get one of those decals made for your door that your house is under 24-hour surveillance, so that they are always reminded that they're on camera, because you want that prevention.
Mm-hmm. And the good news is when you catch your nanny doing the right thing, you now have reason to affirm and reward that nanny appropriately, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Again, you can do a still shot of it, have it framed, and then give them that with a bonus or a gift. So they tie their rewards in with their performance.
Well, where can the people go for more information? We got about 10 seconds left.
Oh, gosh. My website, www.heatherharder.com, or they can email me at heather@heatherharder.com with their specific questions. But trust your gut.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Like some Clapton early in the morning. Why not? 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Hey, it's time to revisit the Zika virus, if we could. It's a hot topic in the news this summer. And how much, do you really know about this mosquito-transmitted infection and how it can spread during this popular travel time? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported dozens of suspected cases of Zika virus in the United States, and with us to talk more about that is Dr. Richard Benjamin. Dr. Benjamin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this. I mean, you know, like anything, there's probably more mystery than there should be. So, you know, enlighten us. Give us, you know, the 911 that we need to know about the Zika virus. I know that there are Olympians that are choosing not to go to Rio because of the threat of the Zika virus. And so what should we know in order to, you know, protect ourselves and our blood supply?
Well, there's, you know, there are now over 1,300 travel cases that have been reported in the U.S., and just this week, two cases of locally transmitted mosquito-borne virus were reported in Florida, so it has arrived in the U.S. What we know about Zika is this is a virus that was first discovered back in 1947, then just blew up in the last couple of years. It moved from the Far East into Brazil, where more than 500,000 to 1.5 million people have been infected. And when it got there, we discovered that this virus that was thought to be quite innocuous actually has this major effect on the unborn fetus with the birth defects, and also can cause neurological defects called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And so while most people have no symptoms or signs, 80% people have no signs or symptoms at all, 20% have a really bad fever and really bad disease, and then you have these fetal defects. Can be transmitted clearly by mosquitoes, but we know now that it can be transmitted by sexual activity too. Mm-hmm. And recently we discovered that it can be transmitted by blood transfusion. And so my company, Cirrus Corporation, been working on a way of actually protecting the blood supply. Mm-hmm. So we have an FDA-approved system for treating blood that can actually kill the virus in the blood. And the FDA has recognized our technology. And in fact, in Puerto Rico this year, the FDA actually closed down all blood collections because they were scared of the Zika virus, except if they were treated with our Intercept blood system technology. So we're heavily involved with the Zika story right now. And as I say, with two fresh cases that were infected down in Florida, it's a real it's a reality for the U.S. now.
Well, Dr. Benjamin, one final question here as we're running out of time. The main question I get is, what about a vaccine to protect against the Zika virus? Where are we with that?
You know, I think we're working hard on that, but it'll be a couple of years before we have a safe FDA-approved vaccine. And this thing is likely to pass through. You know, it's going to be go through for the second half of this year, then it'll fade away a little, then come back a few years later. So vaccines are not going to help us this year.
Exactly. Well, where can people go for more information?
Well, I suggest two sites. For the technology, the Intercept technology, www.cerus.com, that's CERUS.com, or www.cdc.gov.
And well,
just
good.
Put in the Zika name under cdc.gov, and there's a lot of information there.
Well, Dr. Richard Benjamin, Chief Medical Officer of Cirrus Corporation, has been our guest. Dr. Benjamin, thank you so much for being with us. Our next guest, Sandra McElwee, has got an incredible story, and we're going to talk about AE's Born This Way. It's returning for a second season this week, and we're really excited. I've seen the first couple of episodes. It is most touching and really special, and I appreciate that Sandra is with us. She's the mom of Sean McElwee, a cast member of the hit Emmy-nominated A&E show, Born This Way. Sandra, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Well, good to have you on here. You've got to be excited with the response of Born This Way, an honest, humorous, heartfelt original series which follows seven young adults with Down syndrome who are on a journey to accomplish their goals in life, right?
That is correct. We're just showing the world that our young adults are the same as every other young adult, with the same dreams, the same hopes, the same aspirations.
Yeah, I mean, just because they're afflicted with Down syndrome, you're really connecting
with the, you know, with their dignity and humanity. And, boy, I'll tell you, they're so engaging. I think that people are going to be a bit surprised here because, you know, that's what any kind of TV, any kind of presentation would hope to do, is to be able to connect with people. And each of these personalities in their own unique way connect. And, boy, I'll tell you, it is no wonder that it has been Emmy nominated and the response of the show has been so positive, Sandra.
Yes, I really think we're changing perceptions for the community to show that people with Down syndrome aren't actually afflicted. They're just like everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the same desires, right? They want to date. They want to marry, you know?
Yes, they want jobs. They want to live independently. They might just might need a little more support to achieve their dreams, but that's what our jobs as parents are, is to provide that support so they can achieve their dreams.
I got to tell you, Sandra, what blessed me so much was the innocent and just natural response of unconditional love. I mean, these personalities, the families, are just absolutely endearing, and I see that that foundation of unconditional love is right at the basis of this entire series.
Well, and you know, hopefully every parent would have unconditional love for their child, no matter what their challenges or no challenges are. But unfortunately, that isn't always the case. But we're yeah, we definitely support our young adults in what their dreams and what they want to do, and mm-hmm. help them to take the steps to achieve what they would like.
Right. Well, as Sean's mother, what are some of the challenges you've had to face?
I guess the biggest challenges are misperceptions by people that he's encountered in his life. So mm-hmm. when he was in elementary school, he was very successfully included in regular education classes. But when he got to junior high and high school, they weren't that on board with having him included in regular classes. And one example, he has always wanted to be an entertainer on television mm-hmm. or in movies. And in high school, when he was in drama one class, and the teacher did not want to cast him in the play. He did not want him to continue to drama two or the musical theater classes. And, you know, basically his prejudices limited Sean. I mean, the teacher told me, I have to spend more time with students who have an actual opportunity to work in the entertainment industry, which is very funny to me now.
Yeah, isn't that ironic, right? Exactly. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Well, in season one, it was about each of these kids, striving for independence. Now, is that going to be, pretty much the same theme going into season two?
Yes, it's just season two is going to go much deeper, and mm-hmm. you will definitely see more independence achieved by many of the cast members.
Well, in these final few seconds, Sandra, again, congratulations on this Emmy-nominated series that A&E is putting together. The families, the people involved here are just absolutely precious and endearing. Where can they go for more information and connect with the series?
Well, A&E has a website, aetn.com, and there's more information there. You can actually watch season one if they missed season one online at aetn.com. There's also additional information. There's information.
Great. Well, Sandra, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, coming at you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 12 noon Eastern, on these incredible 280-plus affiliates just for you around the world via shortwave as well. We just don't mess around. We're serious about the things that we talk about and things that we want to share with you. But we got some fun things to talk about, special summer fun. Why not? You know, there's still time to save your summer, believe it or not. And the founder of Mom on the Run blog is with us right now, Colleen Burns Herestal. She's a TV producer and anchor of Momarchy. Yeah, you heard it right. Momarchy, why moms rule the world. And in case you didn't get the memo, Colleen, fill them in on it, huh? Tell them it's all about moms. It's what they say.
That's right, Bill. We're, you know, we influence so many different circles as far as, you know, our home life, our office life, the economy. Even the decisions your partners are making are often after consulting with you. So moms, they have a lot of power in this economy and in this world, and I think women feel very empowered when they kind of take ownership of that.
Well, as a lady who has been a successful TV reporter and later became the producer of an Emmy award-winning show, you've got your hands full. I mean, six boys. When I was reading about six boys all under the age of 18, I mean, that requires a lot of therapy or patience or both.
Therapy, I like that. Well, you know, I'm so used to a family of this size, and every now and then I get a reality check. The last time I was on The View, they asked how many pounds of protein I make for dinner each night, and the answer is 4.5 pounds at least, which, you know, the gobsmacked looks I see on people's faces when I mention that, it kind of occurs to me that perhaps not everyone is making that much food at night.
Well, but, hey, at least you understand how much protein is involved. Somebody asked me that question, I'd say, I don't know. You know, I just, you know, it's maybe, you know, a little part of a cow or something. But, you know, I don't get into the fact that, you know, it's over 4 pounds of protein. That's impressive.
Well, you know, and I try not to have red meat all the time, so we do fish, we do chicken, and I've even tried the occasional tofu, which doesn't go over as well with the kids, and my husband, but I'm still trying.
Yeah, you know, tofu, you know, squeezed in a soup once in a while, not bad, but tofu for tofu's sake, yeah, I'm with the kids and your husband on that one.
It's all about how you marinate it and how you grill it. It can be pretty tasty.
Hey, people say that about liver all the time. They say, well, you've never had it cooked right. Well, it still tastes like liver. I don't care how you do it. You know,
right.
I'm just
right.
saying. But you've got some great ideas for fun foods that our listeners need to hear about. And, you know, fun foods that can surprise your family with special treats that, you know, they're smart, they're nutritious, all those good things, right?
Right. So, yeah, let's start with snacks because it's so important, especially if you're filling your day full of activities with your kids, to have some smart snacks on hand. And our favorite go-to is popcorn. Why? Because it's low in calories, but it's high in fiber. So it's going to fill up your kids, keep their moods at an even keel through the day, but they're not going to be filled up with calories, extra calories. My favorite flavor this summer is from Smart Food Delight. It's mm-hmm. their new sweet and spicy barbecue. Man, it's addicting.
Ooh,
it's a great
really?
Little combination of sweet and spicy. 35 calories, but you're not going to find any artificial ingredients or flavors. No preservatives, and it's got 100% whole grain, so those things that moms look for on the label, but very tasty. It feels a lot more decadent than the 35 calories per cup.
Way to go, Colleen. Now you've put me over the addictive top here because I have tough enough time with popcorn just in its normal form and fashion. Now you introduce this delight. What am I going to do?
Yeah, the sweet and spicy, it's a pretty good flavor for summer. It's really hard to beat. It makes it feel like you're kind of indulging, and it's, you know, 35 calories a cup. Not bad.
Sweet and spicy, that's pretty good. I like that. What about nuts?
Nuts are good. Nuts and fruit. I mean, you can't go wrong with nuts and fruit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking of fruit, I found lately that at fast food restaurants, they're not always bad food choices. So, for example, if we're hitting the ground running in the morning, I oftentimes will go grab a breakfast to go at a fast food restaurant, which I never would have done a couple of years ago. But now there are some better food choices, including at Chick-fil-A, they have a fresh fruit cup. And as far as I know, it's the only fast food restaurant where you're able to get fruit that the employees are cutting up by hand throughout the day. So
wow.
might as well, it's the same as you'd be doing at home, but a lot more convenient. They also have a brand new, as of today, grilled chicken breakfast sandwich. It's called the Egg White Grill. It has just 300 calories, but it's packed with 25 grams of protein. And it's made with a freshly grilled egg white, chicken, of course, some American cheese, and a toasted multigrain English muffin. So it's a better choice in the morning, especially when you want to fill up your kids for a day full of activities. They also have a nice app, the Chick-fil-A One app. You can look online at the nutrients, the ingredients, in case you have any food allergies. You can order ahead, and you can pay ahead.
Mm-hmm. What about some time savers for healthy meals? You just mentioned chicken filet. That's a good idea.
Well, yeah, and you know, I love to cook. I really do, and my family seems... And during the school year, we gather around the table every night for dinner. It's fabulous. But during the summer, that just doesn't happen. Everyone's running in different directions. And so for me, at least, I give myself a pass. And from time to time, we throw something in the slow cooker or I get takeout and we eat on paper plates. Gasp. But you know what? It's okay because that quality time then with your family is increased because you don't have the prep time. You don't have the cleanup time. And for me, at least in the summer months, it's worth it because I just want to spend that limited amount of quality time with my family.
Exactly. And you talk about, you know, I mean, having six boys and your husband involved here. You say, hey, it's fun to explore together. Let's talk about, you know, planning memorable trips on a budget.
Right. That's true. And, you know, what I tell people is look at your own town like a tourist would. Go to those places you would suggest or that, you know, your other friends would suggest to visit in your city because you might find out you haven't visited those places. Also talk to your kids about, well, what they would plan if they were to plan an outing for the day. You might find out more about their interests.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you could make one of them a project coordinator for that day, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You might find that what they're planning is far less complicated or less time-consuming than what you would have planned yourself. And I just, you know, one of my kids, he loves baseball. But you know what? He just as soon watch a minor league baseball game as a pro baseball game. And I've got another kid who just loves to skip rocks. I mean, he could really do that all day long.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you listen to them, you might find that you don't have to be so complicated in your planning, but just listen to what they would really like to do that day. Because if they're planning it themselves, it's probably going to make for a better memory in their brain because they know they had part of it. They were, mm-hmm. you know, playing a role in that.
Well, and with your son for minor league baseball, I mean, it's good fun. When I'm in Florida, I'm there in Port St. Lucie, so we see the Mets, and it's good fun, you know, to be able to go there and you talk about inexpensive. I mean, you go to a regular pro game. I mean, family of four for you. I mean, you're talking you know, family of eight, but family of four, you know, you're $400 in a pro game. I mean, we're in a minor league game. Hey, you can, you know, $20, you're off and rolling. Everybody's had hot dogs. They're having fun.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes as moms, we assume it matters to your child how much you're spending or, you know, exactly who you're seeing. And that might not be the case. It might just be the experience. And more importantly, that you're present and that you're experiencing with them.
And that's the thing I hear all the time. It's all about the time spent with the kid. I mean, what the kids will remember more was when you were there with them, right? That's what I hear.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing I have to mention, because I think it's probably the most powerful tool in any mom's summer survival arsenal, is caffeine. It helps me be more present every day. Every morning I've got to have a good couple of cups of strong coffee just to make myself feel useful. But I've also found recently that I like a little afternoon pick-me-up with some iced coffee. It's good in the summertime. And you know what? The little secret is, I know it's just for me. It's not, you know, all the other stuff we do during the day is either for the kids or for all of us. But this is my own little secret pick-me-up. And I think for moms, it's kind of like that snack and nap you do for the toddlers and, you know,
exactly,
improve their mood. That's like, you know, for me, I'm like, ooh, a little iced coffee. I found a great new one from Caribou Coffee. It's their premium iced coffee. You can find it at grocery stores and convenience stores now. Great flavors like chocolate mocha and vanilla and sea salt caramel. But more importantly, they're real ingredients. So if you look at the label, you're going to find real handcrafted coffee, real milk, real chocolate. And that's kind of hard to find.
Yeah, and good tasting, too, without a doubt. We got about 20 seconds here, Colleen. Where can people go for more information for Mom on the Run?
You can get more information at momontherun.tv and also tipsontv.com.
Well, good fun. Colleen Burns-Herestal has been with us. Colleen, thank you for sharing with us Momarchy. Maybe we need more of that to rule and, you know, get our families under control, and moms can be a lot happier. Why not, huh?
I love it. Moms can never be too happy. Thanks so much.
You got it. Thank you. Take care.
You too.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, as much as things seem to change, it's almost like it's deja vu all over again, isn't it? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, championing the cause to get this country back on track based on the truth as best we know how. Okay, this isn't a political thing. It's not a Republican, a left thing, or whatever you want to call it. It's about an us and thing. It's about us, we the people. And if we're going to make decisions, let's do it based on the truth as best we know how. Our next guest has an incredible story. From doubt to divine reckoning, one man taps into his intuitive side for a spiritual awakening. Now, let me ask you, what do you do when events in life put you at a crossroads or create challenges that raise more questions than answers? Where do you go for insight, enlightenment, or to make sense of a nonsensical world? Kind of like where we are right now. Well, George Andrew, author of the book, The Gospel of Mark, Eternity and Readiness, journeys through Mark's gospel while taking his own unique set of circumstances. Now, these are circumstances and inspirations and struggles that he went through while dealing with his wife's illness. And this was a 10-year journey for you, wasn't it, Andrew?
Yes, it was.
George?
It is, Bill. All I can say is that, like it says in Mark 11, 9 through 10, one who searches will find, and yes. I did. So, I don't think I'm special or unique or anything of that sort, but I was the kind of guy who was who lived by the catchphrase, life is short, and then you die.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a pretty good agnostic, maybe a sensitive atheist, and I think the book that I've written addresses both of those groups, those who are, dear God, if there is a God, and those that say, well, I don't believe in a God, but I'm not totally shut down to it, like Hawking is. And my point here is that the long answer and the short answer to why I did this was that I needed a way through the travail. My wife had a one in 100,000 person event, a audio neuroma, and I could have walked away like some men do and thrown up their hands and been victimized by it. Instead, in my process of searching, I decided to go in search of a better self, and I turned to Mark because it was the simplest, most down-to-earth, most accessible gospel, and it happened. I don't think it was coincidence, and I don't think it was by accident, but I believe that in the end, my result is this book. And it isn't an easy book. I can say that. And the Gospel of Mark is, is an easy gospel, but it's not an easy book per se, because I go through almost passage by passage and talk about Jesus and his sermon to us and his message to us today. One of the questions that sometimes people ask is, well, after all that's happened to us, and you kind of brought it up with Barry McGuire's Eve of Destruction, In the midst of all of this, where is God? And my response is, if you're asking that question, I would invite you to ask a different question, because God didn't create these things. It is man's choice, it is man's will that is superseding, in a sense, divine and eternal answers to us. When I turned to my wife when she was struggling so much, I said to her, sweetheart, there are answers out there. Some are easy, some are bad, and some are downright ugly. But there are answers out there, and some of those answers are usable in this moment. Mm-hmm. I think one last thought, and then go back to you. A lot of times people get very upset with God. You know, why did God do this to me, or why did God let this happen? And that's just the wrong question to ask. The better question is, how do I relate to all of this that's going on in a humane, humanly way, and an inspired way?
Yeah, is there a better way? You know, I got to tell you, I'm often fascinated when people, you know, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, some would say even the book of Acts, but, you know, when they choose a particular Gospel, most people I speak with, it's usually the Gospel of John, but for you, the Gospel of Mark, and you said that for you it was maybe a little bit simpler, less complicated.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, that's what drew you to it, or did somebody give you any kind of counsel and say, hey, I think the book of Mark is what you need to respond to?
Not necessarily. No, Bill, it was just that it's the simplest, and it just starts right out, and it starts. It reveals Jesus to us so well. He's baptized, and he turns around to the people, and he says, love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, whole eye, and the whole soul, and the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes.
I mean, one of the things that's amazing when you sort of analyze it is that Jesus taught with a ring of authority. I mean, he taught in a way that penetrated people's hearts and minds. And I think that that's what, in many ways, that the gospel spoke to me. And if you spend a little time with it, if you kind of don't go strictly by the literal, but look at the meaning behind the words and then apply those meanings to your life, you're home free.
Yeah. Well, we're told that the Bible is a living substance. It's a living entity, which makes it appropriate no matter what century you happen to be born into. And for you, as you say, a self-proclaimed atheist, a sensitive agnostic, I guess is the way you put it. But, you know, you begin to get into the Word of God and you start hearing the voice of God when up to now you're rather confused and disheartened watching your wife go through and suffer what she went through.
That's right. And, you know, she did not call this upon herself. It is a medical event. And we had great doctors who took care of her. It was a 15-hour operation.
Mm.
And I think the ideas that I brought away from this is that the ultimate question that we all ask is there a higher power? Now, we can say it a different way. Is there a God? Is there eternity? Is there, life after death? But I think the question that we all have to answer to some extent is, to whom or what, more precisely, to whom or what do we bow our heads? And certainly, I think the fact remains that when you look at the Gospels, you know, you say, well, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and to God to what is God's, that's fine, but it's much, much more than that. To render to God is a all-encompassing, all-believing, all-faithful kind of a step. It isn't just a one-off type of a situation, very much
exactly.
Like when you stop drinking or you stop smoking. You make that decision every minute, every day.
Well, the number one question that I hear from people is, who am I and why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
And that answer for you came out of the Gospel of Mark, and that is that you understand if you go to the source of who created you, if you're open to, you know, to that, if you don't think he exists, well, then it's irrelevant.
Right.
But if you begin to understand that there is a God, that you're not some sort of experiment, that you were designed for a specific purpose, and you look for the originator, the creator, he will tell you things that you know not.
That's right.
Which are great and mighty.
Yeah, and I can just sort of end on a note that's really, really important. There was Peter, who was closest to Jesus throughout his ministry and his mission on earth, and Peter was always his chosen. But you do remember, I think all of us know it a little bit, that Mark portrays Peter's downfall in the garden, not in the garden, after the garden, in the in the space as Jesus is being tried.
Yeah,
he denies
denial.
Jesus three times. Not once, not twice, three times.
Yeah.
And in that sense, that call to vocation isn't simple. It is a call to vocation that is repeated, and sometimes we don't hear it. We turn away from it. We go elsewhere. We get caught up in the world. We get caught up in the marketplace. Forget about the vineyard. But if Peter can say, "Oh my God, I've really stumbled here. I've really done a dumb thing," and he breaks down and weeps.
Mm-hmm.
That is a real human experience that we all say no to. You know, God, we all say no to Jesus, but in the end, the possibility is there to affirm our life and affirm what is being asked of us.
And the cool part of that is the aftermath, and that is that, as you say, the callings that are upon us from God are so divine and so complete that even in spite of our human, you know, frailties and our and our failures, Jesus says to Peter, "Hey, I want you to know the deal is still on.
Yeah.
You're still my guy."
Yep.
Right?
Yep, that's right. He was.
And we can't quite comprehend that, but this is why God's ways are not our ways. They're higher than us. But you cannot begin to understand that unless, like, you know, like your wife. You're not going to be able to understand your wife. You're not talking to her. You don't understand where she's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the Gospel of Mark speaks to you, speaks to your heart, gives you a connection with God, and you begin to understand the truth of the Almighty.
Yep. And I want to leave it with this thought that that Jesus sort of exerted a gravitational pull on people because he had an experience of God that is just beyond imagination, a clarity of consciousness in relationship to the Almighty in eternity. That's why I call the book Eternity and Readiness.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus' gravitational pull on people was very, very real. And if we just crack that door a little bit like I did, you get pulled in right away.
Yeah. Well, and I like the idea that you say readiness, because there is a call to action here. There is an expectation. It's not like all of a sudden you see God and you kick back. Anybody that had a confrontation, a connection with God, is thrust into a mission that is beyond their own personal capability. And for you, I think you realize that, you know, from doubt to divine reckoning, and the 10-year journey that you went through in studying the Gospel of Mark.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, George, for sharing with us your journey and your experience. And again, quite blessed that you picked, of all Gospels, the Gospel of Mark, Eternity and Readiness. That is a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with Bill Martinez Live. We will see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing